4ZLK, K4HNR.
On our end, 4ZLK. Hey, Connor.
Good, how you doing?
I hope you are.
Better now, just got down the mountain here and pulled off at that Poinsett produce place, the big peach sign. got some raw milk, got some cherries, and some peaches. Pretty excited about it. I've been stopping here at least once a week the last couple weeks here, just getting some fresh fruit. It's pretty nice.
I guess, is that place there at the bottom of the mountain, past the cliff, on this side of the cliff?
Yeah, I think it's right on a tight turn. Like, if you blink, you'll miss it. It's a really sketchy parking lot. You gotta be pretty careful coming in and out of it. But, yeah, it's that place coming down 25 on the right, right before you get to the North Greenville light here.
But I was thinking of something else, but I know where you are now. Very good. Well, you just happened to catch me. I was not in this tractor until about an hour ago. It was in the shop getting worked on, and now it's happened to have the radio turned over. I was at the airport, and I was kind of waiting on a pickup, so I was listening to air traffic control and just flipped it back over here a few minutes ago.
Awesome, good timing. That's awesome. Look at that. Yeah, it's been fun stopping by here. These people are always so nice. You know, they're so thankful for people supporting local, and just stopping by, it just makes their day. So it's great. And, you know, it just tastes so much better than getting it at the store for some reason.
I'm glad. Are you the one drinking the raw milk? Gabrielle doesn't really drink it, does she?
Or, yeah, she would. She did a couple years ago, but, yeah, not for a while, but... Oh, yeah. Now I'm the one drinking all the raw milk. Look at that.
Natural milk, because that's what it is. If I remember correctly, you weren't much for that when we first met you.
We were raised in a skim milk family. I remember even, we would try every now and then, like 1% or 2%, and I remember thinking, this milk is so thick. Like, you know, we would only put it in cereal. We'd never drink it by the glass. We would only get it for cereal, so... Yeah, it was weird, and then I met you guys.
You're welcome.
Changer, for sure. That's been awesome. But yeah, I asked them if they had any chocolate raw milk, because last year they did. They got it from I may have told you about this last year, but they had a local supplier that would make their raw milk and raw chocolate milk, and it was so good. And then I guess they stopped supplying it. They only have, like, a short window during the year where that dairy will sell it. Because they'll, you know, keep it for the calves, whenever they have calves, I guess. There's a whole season with that they'll make sure the calves get the good milk, and they'll stop giving it to us. So, I can get behind that. That's okay.
It does that with their cream, too. They only sell the heavy cream at certain times of the year for the same reason.
I don't blame them. That's probably for the best. But they've got they're supplying raw milk now from another small dairy, I guess a local lady that sells it, they were telling me about, but she won't do chocolate milk, so I said, I'll just have to make my own, go get some Nesquik or something, so I'll have to end up going to the store anyway, get some nasty chocolate syrup, but it'll be good.
Now, Creamery, they do lightly homogenize their milk, not the same homogenization on the regular store-bought milk, but they do lightly homogenize it. They sell a chocolate milk, and that's really good.
I'll compete with that stuff. That stuff's amazing. I love the Happy Cow. I was talking to Gabby earlier. Sounds like you got some free time in the next couple days. Are you you home alone?
No.
Well, I guess your half will be you'll have some free time.
Working, so... I'd just be free enough time to come home and feed myself dinner, pet the dog, and go to bed. Maybe check in on the net.
Not bad. Man, you having a busy day so far, or how's your day been?
Normal lately. Deliveries are a little bit light, and then pickups. How about that? They get a little heavier, and it's kind of from now, I just got back with the trailer. Back to the yard, and from here on I got one more trailer swap and two trailer pickups, but it'll take me till 7 o'clock, believe it or not.
Yeah, during the summer, I mean, It's sunny that whole time. Do you kind of prefer that, or do you wish the... Well, I guess if the sun sets earlier, it seems like you're working longer. It seems like you're working into the night when the sun sets at, like, 5 o'clock.
I prefer getting off work and it's still light, and yet it does feel like you're working late into the evening when we do the time switch back to real time and stop living in an hour in the future.
That's right. Well, I know we definitely like the spring, summer, and fall compared to the winter. I mean, just for our work. I mean, during the really cold months, it just, you know, the glue doesn't work. It takes forever to set up, and it's no fun being out there roofing in the cold or having to do anything. So we'd much rather be out when it's nice and hot. I say it like I'm the one out there on the roofs, but so I hear.
Say, don't you mean the people that work under you would much prefer the warm weather?
Sure. And you know, the one time a month I do get out and go check on the roofs, I'd prefer it. Well, no, I can bundle up and do it during the winter. I don't mind it too bad. It doesn't matter one way or the other to me.
Let's just be honest about it. Yeah. I'm sure it's miserable up there in the heat of the summer, but I guess it has its advantages.
Everyone is nice and busy, too. It's so crazy. Like, during, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and the colder months, everyone's taking vacations, and this is not a very productive time. So, yeah, during the summer, everyone's running and gunning and trying to squeeze in all their projects before it gets cold again.
I just am glad for AC now. So, didn't have it in what I was doing. I didn't have it for a long time, and you just kind of get used to it. I'm probably spoiled now, but I sure enjoy it. Hey, let me jump out of here for a minute. And if you're still around, I will call you back. But you might be getting close to home, so if I don't catch you, thanks for the call. Good to talk to you. And give Gabrielle a hug for me. And I'll call you in a few minutes if you're still here. K4HNR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I'm just coming through TR, so I'll be a couple more minutes. But yeah, good to talk to you. N4ZLK, K4HNR.